With KAZU News, I'm Amy Mayer. Legendary singer Judy Collins has been in the music business for 6 decades now. She got her start in New York's Greenwich Village folk scene in the 1960s, and in 2022, she released her latest album, Spellbound. KAZU's Dylan Music spoke with Collins ahead of her upcoming show at the Rio Theater in Santa Cruz. He began by asking Collins about Spellbound.
Now, this is your first album of all original material that you wrote yourself. Is that true?
That's true. So this is the first time that I've legitimately recorded in the studio an album of all my own songs, which I've worked on during the pandemic. And slowly but surely, they turned into Spellbound.
Well, I really love the album Spellbound. It kind of seems like a mix of, you know, autobiographical sketches, biographical sketches of other people and places, and a little drinking of whiskey and other things throughout the album. But I really liked track 3 off the album, So Alive. It seems to be about
Yes, I'll do So Alive. I love it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's about your early music career in folk music and with someone else who was a musician and perhaps died too young.
In love in single beds, you always left by dawn. Climbing on the Greyhound bus where you would be alone.
What can you say about that song?
I wanted to picture the way it felt to be in the village. And I was thinking about David Blue, with whom I had a very short, intense one night or two nights or three nights stand. David Blue was a wonderful singer and songwriter, and he did have a little very narrow bed. And he always left by dawn. And so I sort of took some of the images and the feeling about being in the village in the 60s. I moved there in 1963. And, you know, I began to hang out with all the singer-songwriters.
On Bleecker in the spring, a haunting Johnson Square. In the fat black pussycat, catch me if you dare.
Shifting gears a little bit, though, you were also immortalized yourself in Sweet Judy Blue Eyes by Crosby, Stills, and Nash, arguably their most famous tune.
I am yours, you are mine, you are what you are, give back it hard.
So do you know how that song came about?
Well, Stephen and I were having an affair in 1968. And I was getting out because I was not going to stay in California. I was coming back to New York.
Stephen Stills, who you've also collaborated with recently too, right?
Yes. Okay. Well, he brought it to me. I had a birthday in Santa Monica. I was in Santa Monica and he came to my hotel in 1969. But he came and brought me a guitar for my birthday, a Martin guitar, and brought me flowers. And then he sang me. I hadn't heard it. He sang me Sweet Judy Blue Eyes. And we both were weeping, and I said, well, it's beautiful, but it's not going to get me back. Of course, that song came out of it. And God, it's a good song.
When someone says to me, Judy Collins, I automatically hear Send In the Clowns.
Send in the clowns.
Of those many songs that you've made famous, is there one particular one maybe that you feel most associated with yourself?
Well, I feel very associated with all of them, because when you get into a relationship with a song, it begs and pleads to be sung on stage. You can't do them all the time. You have to be selective. And you can't make people feel that every time they came to a Judy Collins concert, they're going to hear the same thing. That's not the case. You never know what I'm going to do because I don't do the same show twice.
That was legendary singer and songwriter Judy Collins with Spellbound, the title track from her latest album, Spellbound. She'll perform songs and tell stories at the Rio Theater in Santa Cruz on Tuesday, September 10th. For KAZU, I'm Dylan Music.